تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب، جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے، جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے، مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، ہم کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں، ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں، جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائیں، کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائیں، دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت، دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت، جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے، جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لٹائے، سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب، سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب، تیرا درد محبت سنائے، تیرا درد محبت سنائے، تیرا درد محبت سنا کر، تیرا درد محبت سنا کر، سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے، سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے، جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے، کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے، تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے، سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر، سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر، میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے، میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے، لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم، لذت قرب پا کر تیری ہم، لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے، لذت دو جہاں بھول جائے، در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر، در بدر ڈھونڈتا ہے یہ اختر، اہل درد محبت کو پائے، اہل درد محبت کو پائے، مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائیں، رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں، جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے، کہہ کے صلی علی جھوم جائے، رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى، اما بعد، فقد قال اللہ تعالی فی القرآن المجید والفرقان الحمید، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، لقد کان لکم فی رسول اللہ اسوۃ حسنۃ، صدق اللہ العظیم۔ This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah روم وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد ملت حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب مد ذیل العالی، حضرت is teaching us that in the spot of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person has to start from the bottom. In other words, it is extremely important and necessary in order to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is impossible without gaining the love of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. And a person won't able to learn the love of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wasallam without the love of the true pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have recognized, and not really recognized, but has got realization with regard to the position of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wasallam's great personality, and they teach us about Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. So Hazrat says that in the spot of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once a person realizes that he wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through Muhammadur Rasulullah. And when a person realizes the position of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, that we are all existing in the sadqa of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. As it is said so beautifully, it's not a hadith, but it's correctly said, that لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ or لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْأَفْلَاقِ, that O Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, if it was not for you, the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got for you, Allah would have never created the entire creation. So the entire creation and all of us, we are existing in the sadqa of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. So if a person realizes this, then definitely a person who's got little metal, he should be dying to meet such a great personality. So Hazrat is teaching us, when you just get an iota of the what is the glimpse of the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, then all the time you'll be making du'as that, oh Allah, I want to go to the darbar of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. And as our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that we are the only ummah that is so fortunate that we know 100%, in fact 1,000,000%, where our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is presently resting. And we can just make a du'as are most important. Then when Allah Ta'ala makes the means, little paperwork for your visas, etc., and you write present in the darbar of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But for that, Hazrat is teaching us, we have to develop this love. And that is why Allah has brought us here, to develop this love for the pious servant, and then the love for the greatest of all pious servants, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. And then from there we learn how to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat is saying, a person in the spot of the love of Allah, as he realizes that he must get connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, now he is making dua all the time. Then at the time of Tahajjud also, he's making dua, oh Allah, please, I want to go to Medina Sharif. I want to make ziyarat of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as our Hazrat teaches us, that not that a person just say, I want to go to Medina Sharif, but I want to go and make ziyarat of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a person, your mother is living somewhere, you don't just say, I want to go to that place. You say, I want to go to my mother's house. So a person should have this aqidat that I want to go and make ziyarat of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. And this should be the desire of every believer. Otherwise our iman is not complete. Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wasallam mentioned in one majlis that a person's iman is not complete until you don't have more love for me than your whole family and all your offspring, and even your parents, and even yourself. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were genuine people, not like myself. I think I've got love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but still very far from that. And we learn from our elders, in that majlis was Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and from the heart he said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you more than everything else, even my parents, my offspring, but I still love myself more. Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala wasallam then told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then iman is still not complete. After a few minutes of Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala knows, ulama explained, whether it was the tawajjuh of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously, most probably, that after a few minutes, and he said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you more than myself. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-an, now your iman is totally complete. So this is the desire, when you love somebody, you want to meet that person. You want to be in this majlis, you desire to come to this majlis. So a person will be making dua for that. And Hazrat is teaching that the pious servants, all you just went, you came back, but you're making dua again.
And that is true love. You don't get satiated with the company of the true lovers. So Hazrat says that, oh, when is my rang laenge kab meri aaye? That the tears that I'm shedding at a time of tahajjud between me and my Allah, when is going to see color? That when is my du'as are going to get accepted? That I find myself all of a sudden in Medina Sharif. So Hazrat is saying so beautifully here, and appropriately now we have entered the month of Rabiul Awwal, when the world was in darkness, people forgot humanity. Allah Ta'ala said, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah brought the greatest light, the embodiment of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala presented that light which Allah created before everything else. Now Allah Ta'ala, in the form of the personality of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah made it manifest to the world. And now the world realized who is this great personality. So Allah brought that great personality, and what was totally impossible to change such a nation that was locked in the doldrums of tyranny, oppression, barbarism, in a few years, Allahu Akbar, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam virtually left no stone unturned in making so much effort day and night, as our Hazrat explained so beautifully. At night, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was, Ya Yul Muzzammil, that, oh my beloved, you crying to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In the day, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila. So, swimming the oceans of mankind, that pulling people towards the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So such a personality, our heart should be dying all the time. Oh Allah, please take me, I don't deserve it. Where is the position of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And we should be dying. So Hazrat says, when is my tears going to see color? When is my du'as going to be accepted to Nabi by Allah Rabbul Izzat? Then I just see I'm going in the direction of Nabi of Medina Sharif. And thus, no government can take you. It's not your money. It's not your intelligence. This is only and solely the fadl and karam of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is why we have to be begging all the time. Don't look at our own abilities. Don't look at our pockets. Don't look at all whatever the red tape of today, your visas. Just beg Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we'll see on occasions of Hajj, and you see even when you go for Umrah, people that you can't expect from which countries, but Allah has brought them there. So we should be begging Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and as our Hazrat teaches us, that one is to be present right at the darbar of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But daily a person can be present in the company of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, depending how much durood we present to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in which way Hazrat says here, Jab nazar aaye wa sabz gumbat, keh ke salli ala joom jaye. This is a sign of when you get the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as I have mentioned for myself, it starts from the bottom. We have to get the love of our parents, our ustad, then our mashayikh, the true pious servants of Allah who are teaching us, and you go up this ladder, then you realize, get an iota of the glimpse of the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then a person wants to be in that company, and all the time you're reciting durood, what release, what enjoyment. And now when you see you come, you're already in Medina Sharif. It's like a dream. Hazrat says that, mekhab dekh raha hu ya haqeeqat. It's just a reality. Me and Medina Sharif, I don't fit here, but Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Allah is so merciful. Allah Ta'ala sees a person's talab and desire. And now when you see that beautiful green dome under which the kings of kings are resting, Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then you go in a state of ecstasy. And how to show your appreciation? You recite durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as Hazrat has explained to us so beautifully, and this is what we learn from the friends of Allah, when we read durood, we should realize that our durood has got no value. It is Allah's kindness. Allah has allowed my dirty mouth to recite durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise, Allah Rabbul Izzat, every split moment, Malaika every split moment, are just sending durood and salawat upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam. So when Allah Ta'ala gives us this opportunity, and you write there, then how should we spend our time? Hazrat is teaching us that there's no time now there to watch sports, no time to watch news, etc. As much as possible, be in the presence of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's majlis, and be reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from far, when you see the green dome, Allahu Akbar, you go in a state of ecstasy. Because as our elders have taught us, before you even reach Medina Sharif, when you're on your way, start reciting Suratul Kawthar, that thinking of how Allah Ta'ala has blessed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what position, recite abundance of durood. Now your love is just reaching, and when you see the green dome, the Mubarak, Allah Akbar, rosa of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now you're in a state of ecstasy. Now a person with extreme love will be presenting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jab huzuri ka alam ataho, unko afsana gham sunaye. That, oh Allah, now when you have blessed me, this is your ata, it's just your favor. It's not my ability, it's not I am worthy of it, it's your special favor. A useless, unworthy servant like me, you have brought me in the presence of my master, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah. Now I will tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the tale, the grief of my heart. That, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was yearning to come to you. Now please, make dua Allah keeps me here. And every person should desire this. But as our elders teach us to be staying in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what adab a person needs, what ihtiram, what honor, consciousness. That is why a person stay there for a while and then make dua, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make dua, Allah ta'ala takes me back to spread your deen, to spread your sunnah throughout the world. So, but in your heart you tell Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is that majlis, like here we beg our share for duas, etc. When you come, the ulama have explained, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the anbiya are alive in their qabr. So when you come to the darbar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have firm conviction, you in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah has made it such, when you make du'as, and you request du'as from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala makes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listen. Allah ta'ala makes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies to our salam. So beg Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to live in Medina Sharif. And what is actually the life of Medina Sharif? That I transform my life into the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then like Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, that wherever you are, as long as you remain on taqwa and you follow my lifestyle, you'll be close to me. And if we can be right close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Sharif, but we got no sunnat like myself, then we are far from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is why Allah has brought us here to learn this reality. Hazrat Far says that what we will be begging Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye mange duaye. That, oh Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala has brought me and your kindness, now I don't want to go home. Please make dua, Allah ta'ala keeps me here with utmost honor, respect, dignity. And most important, I learned that tajalli abdiyat, how to be the true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the king of both the world, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved like a humble slave in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Hazrat explains, now when you have learned the love, you've got an iota of the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from there you will learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Hazrat takes us towards Makkah Sharif, and Hazrat says, now when you come in the darbar of Allah, Allahu Akbar, when you come to Makkah Sharif, tere dar par mera sar ho ya Rab, jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye. That Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that what is abdiyat, that we are the slaves of Allah, and we should be sacrificing our life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, at your threshold, now I'm in front of Kaaba Sharif, where me and Kaaba Sharif. So Allah, in front of your threshold, Ya Allah, I place my forehead down. In other words, laka salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Whatever I got, oh Allah, it's only from you. So whatever ibadat I'll be doing, it's only your tawfiq. And it's all for you, oh Allah. Whether it's my physical, my monetary, whether it's my verbal ibadat, all for you only, Allah Rabbul Izzat. And please, oh Allah, let me love my life in such a way that I sacrifice my life for you. And this is how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us and taught the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and what men they became. That they sacrificed their lives upon the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah can just give me an iota of this realization, let's forget we're sacrificing our lives. Just our haram desires. this haram nazar, etc., to sacrifice death, that is a great thing in today's time and age. And then Hazrat teaches us now, when you come to the darbar of Allah at these great places where Allah's rahmat is descending, du'as are readily accepted there. And very important, the sign of love is what du'as you'll be making. And you'll be making du'as. Myself, let me think, how much du'a do I make? That I want to be at the prayer, at the rosa of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I want the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of our pious, the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat is teaching us, when you come to Kaaba Sharif, what a great occasion, but what du'as to make. Not like me, what a useless, limited mind. We make du'a for the artificial things of this world. Oh Allah, I need another business now. Oh Allah, I need another car. Hazrat teaches us, Allahu Akbar. Now when you come in Multazam, right at the Kaaba Sharif, between the Hajr Aswad and the Mubarak door of Kaaba Sharif, there where Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam put their Mubarak chest, what dua should you be making there? Mushku apna banalo karam se, Multazam par ye mange duae. Said, oh Allah, please make me yours. You become mine, oh Allah, out of your kindness. I am, as so beautifully it is said in the Zikr Ash'ar, Ghar, Ghar, Ghalibi Barjazibai Mushtari, Shaidar Darman Dagara Wakhari. That, oh Allah, you dead budger, that you bud for the most useless thing. As Allah Ta'ala has mentioned Himself, Inna Allah Ashtara Minal Mu'mineen Anfusahum, Wa Amwalahum Bi Anna Lahum Al Jannah. Allah Ta'ala has bought the worst thing, our nafs, our desires, which is Ammara Bisu, pulls us towards haram. Allah says, I bought your nafs, and in return for what? Jannah, which is pure, a place of pure enjoyment. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us here, and we learn this from our elders and our friends, our beloved mashayikh, that we make dua that Allah make us yours and you become ours. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if you made all the du'as of the world for everything of dunya, but you never make dua that Allah make me yours, you become mine, you haven't asked for anything. And if you only ask for this one dua and you never ask for anything else, you ask for everything. If Allah agar tu ek mera to har shay meri, asma mera zami, if Allah is ours, what more do we want? So Allah Ta'ala can give me this reality then, and what is this reality that we ask Allah, make us yours and you make us yours and become ours? Dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye. Then you learn and get a glimpse of the love of Allah, that great person, a being who has given me existence without deserving it, and who is taking care of me every split moment. Oh Allah, I sacrifice what is one world, what is both the worlds, how many worlds they can be, oh Allah, what is the reality? I sacrifice everything for you. In other words, I learn how to crush my desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's easy to talk, it's easy to speak about it and listen. But if Allah can just put a drop through the barakat of our Hazrat and our Mashayikh, a drop of reality in my heart, in our heart, then Allahu Akbar, how the Mashayikh enjoy this dua. Said, oh Allah, what is all the world? That whatever I've got, I just sacrifice it for you, O my beloved Allah. Sare alam, and what is the sacrifice? That I learn to become obedient to the commands of Allah, and the obedience of the commands of Allah can only be according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to stay away from the disobedience of Allah, haram. And once this penetrates the heart, now that person is restless. He enjoys this connection with Allah, this connection with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He can't keep quiet. Now he just wants to travel throughout the world. Sare alam mein fir fir ke ya rab tere dard e muhabbat sunaye. Said, oh Allah, now you give me tawfiq that now I travel throughout the world and let the whole world hear about the pain of this love, what enjoyment it is, and the real gift of life, and the real valuable thing of life is this love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. When a person got this, then a person can't keep quiet. He just travels, and we see the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Ahlullah, not like people who travel today in the world for business and they think they're enjoying themselves. They're living in haram entertainment, they're losing themselves. The friends of Allah in their old age, they travel with difficulty to spread the love of Allah. That how can we take people out of this doldrums of tyranny, oppression, of the filth and dirt, and come to reality, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat further explained so beautifully that tera dard muhabbat sunakar sare alam ko majnu banaye. That oh Allah, that give us tawfiq to let us spread this news and spread this great bayan of your love and the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and let people get really mad in love with you and love with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise people are lost in all haram, illicit love affairs, love of this dunya, etc., and are losing their senses. But when you get madly in love with the Ahlullah, madly in love with Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah Rabbul Izzat, then you are a real person. But today an upside down world, people who are madly in love in dunya, they call the people that are madly in love with Allah, that those are mad people. Yes, they are truly mad people, because they have got their right direction of madness. And those people that are mad in dunya have lost their direction. So the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never do they think that we are great, we got this love. But when that love comes, when it starts pricking the heart, you just want to talk about it. And you want to remind and tell everybody about it. Allah give us all tawfiq that we beg for this love, we get an iota of it, and we try and spread it throughout the world. And then spread it in such a way that sare alam ko majnu banakar mere maula tere geet gaaye. That oh Allah, now we make the whole world truly mad in your love. And we all sing your songs. In other words, oh Allah, we sing your obedience. We all the time love in your obedience. And all the time with istighfar and tawbah, that oh Allah, we are weak servants. Ya Allah, you forgive us, but you guide us and keep us in your obedience all the time. And this is singing the song of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not outwardly just to have a tasbih and reading, making zikr, but we still casting evil glances. Know that all the time this consciousness, when a person is madly in love with somebody, Allahu Akbar. Like Majnu says that I pass the gullies of Layla, I kiss this wall and that wall. It's not that I love the city, I love the personality who lives in that city. So exactly the same when a person comes to Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, he's in a state of ecstasy. Forget there, you come to the place of your share, what enjoyment you get. Allah Ta'ala give us this reality that we become truly madly in love with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And for this we need the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam. And then Hazrat explains that when you get an iota of this love, lazzat-e furpa kar tere hum, lazzat-e do jaha bool jaye. That you just get one drop of the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one drop of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and it starts from the pious servant, you will forget all the artificial entertainment of this world. All the world, and in fact even Jannat, you want to go Jannat to meet Allah and to be in the company of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the Anbiya and all the great personalities. So Allah Ta'ala, once you have granted us this qurb, this closeness of you, that we enjoy your obedience and we worry to stay away from your disobedience, up there Allah Akbar. As so beautifully a pious servant says, apna qurb ka maza chakale, phir kabhi ranje duri mein na kar mubtala. Said, oh Allah, please give me a taste of your closeness. That closeness of yours, that ecstasy of being in your company all the time, then don't ever put me into the grief of distancing me from you, O Allah. In other words, save me from your disobedience. The moment a person goes in the disobedience of Allah, you will feel restlessness, you will feel people are not now are respecting you, etc. This is the sign of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as Hazrat explains, instead of blaming everybody, realize I have to make istighfar, tawbah, build my connection with Allah, my connection with Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Hazrat explains there so beautifully, dar badar doon ta hai ye akhtar, ehle dard e muhabbat ko paaye. That why do the lovers of Allah travel throughout the world? That they look who has got this capacity and this ability to become the lovers of Allah. And they want this majalis of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the enjoyable places in this world already, which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned. When you pass the gardens of Jannat, grace to your heart content. that these are the gardens of Jannat where we learn about Allah, about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat explains that Ahle Darde Muhammad, that where can I get the lovers of Allah? And this is what will take us to Jannat. That Allah Rabbul Izzat says that when it's time to leave the world, if you loved with the lovers and you learn the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the love of Allah, then at the time when you are leaving the world, Allah will give you such an honor. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya, fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. That, oh, that soul that was totally happy with the obedience of Allah, now return. When where you learned this? In the company of my servants, my true lovers. Now you enter among them and then go into Jannah. And Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Ali used to say that when we learn that in Jannah you're going to meet all the lovers of Allah, Jannah became more enjoyable. So Allah keep us in this Mubarak gathering and give us the reality of it, that we get the true love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hazrat Wala ka kalam. Kya asar tha risalat ki sham hai sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نور سنت ہے کونو مقام نور سنت ہے کونو مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم عبد سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں عبد و سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نور سنت ہے کونو مقام کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں فرق کالے او گورے کا تو نے فرق کالے او گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ یہ تھا تیری غلامی کا صدقہ شان سلطانیت شتر بامے شان سلطانیت شتر بامے عبد و سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شامے جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا جس نے کانٹے بچھائے تھے دیکھا گل بدامہ تیرے بوستاں میں گل بدامہ تیرے بوستاں میں جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر جو چلا تیرے نقش قدم پر کامراہ ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں کامراہ ہے وہ دونوں جہاں میں عبد سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں صف میں کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام ہو قمر جیسے انجم میں روشن ہو قمر جیسے انجم میں روشن آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں آپ تھے محفل اختراں میں آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو آپ کی شان بے انتہا کو کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں
کس طرح لائے اختر بیان میں عبد سلطان کھڑے ایک صف میں، کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں، نور سنت ہے کونو مقام میں، کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں، کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں، فرق کالے ہو گورے کا تو نے کس طرح سے مٹایا جہاں میں، نور سنت ہے کونو مقام میں، کیا تجلی تھی تیرے بیان میں، کیا اثر تھا رسالت کی شام میں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول کریم، اما بعد، spiritual poem regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the effect of the Risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That in a short space of time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam working 23 years, and how the effects of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spread in the whole world. It shows that in light, the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nuraniyat. And unfortunately we have left out giving da'wah and calling people towards that light. That is why darkness is spreading in the world. But otherwise in 23 years, the whole world is spread. And after in the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, three quarters of the world, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had become alive. Once there was a person, he denied miracles. So another person went to meet him. Mullah Mansur Nomani sahab mentions this here. He came to meet him. He was like a mullah wearing clothing, kurta, and so this person never wanted to really meet him. He said, "I've come to ask you something." So he gave him a time. He said, "Just listen to what quickly I want to speak to you. I've got a very important matter." He said that, you know me, I've come from a certain area, and I was thinking I can speak to you, editor of a newspaper. And why don't we sit together now? You know, in our, there's so much of fitna, so much of evil, so much of wrong there in our area, society. So why don't we get together, 10, 20 of us, and we start making efforts. We've got all the media, we've got all the press, everything in our hands. And we start making efforts. And we start with one city, we'll change the people's lives. You go to the next city. And in the space of 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, or maybe not even so much of them, 20 years, 50 years, we'll manage to change the whole society, bring goodness into the society. And so much we can do. So that person said, you know, you look like a very simple-minded person. You're not a very intelligent person. Whatever you're saying, it doesn't make sense. It'll never work out. So he said, "You don't work, but you've got all the press, you've got the media, everything." He said, "You're a very simple-minded person, you don't know how things are happening in the world." So he said, "Okay, you know, some time ago I read an article which you wrote, and you wrote there you deny miracles. So let me ask you, have you heard about 1400 years, one person came by the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in a short space of time, 23 years, he made that effort, he changed people's lives. He brought alive the sunnah, and not only in Makkah Mukarramah, he never changed one country. He changed nations. So many people in a short space, within 30, 40 years, how Islam has spread in the whole world. Today you've got all your media, you've got your press, you've got everything, and you can't do it. So isn't this a miracle?" So then the person was shocked, he had no answer. So then he wanted to spend more time with him. This person said, "No, I have to go get a flight, and I'll be leaving now." So anyhow, he woke up and he left. But just to show that like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a short space of time, how he spread his message in the whole world, this definitely is a miracle and is a proof of the truthfulness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this effect will remain till today, until Qiyamah also, those people who will revive that effort, the way it was done by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make effort in the world. We look at Tabligh Jamaat, mashallah, how they spread the nur of sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout the world. So there's so much of anwarat and barakat and blessings in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq to understand it. So Hazrat says that the nur of sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the whole world. What was the effect in the bayan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That it, in those times, there was not like in today's times, where there was paper and there was a printing press. But the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how Sahaba preserved it, how they looked after it. Mawlana Sulaiman Najvi rahmatullah has written a very amazing kitab about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in there he writes that regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every single thing, you look at the kitabs of hadith, that how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to relieve himself in the toilet, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up in the morning, how he went to sleep at night. He said, if your own father, your own grandfather, you ask a person, your father, when he woke up in the morning, what's the first thing he said? He said, I don't know what my father said. Who remember knows what their father said? You lived with your father 20 years in the house, you don't know.
So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up in the morning, what was the first thing? He rubbed his eyes. He read the dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma matana wa ilayhi an-nushur. He made miswak. He went to relieve himself, he made miswak again, he made wudu. These are the sunnahs of waking up in the morning. When he went to sleep at night, what duas he read? So how, what amazing system Allah Ta'ala has made for the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the actions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never mind that, even tajweed we read, Quran Sharif. So the way the adha of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala, you are so beloved, that how did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Bod? How did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Qaf? How did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Ayn? All of that is also preserved. So we learn the whole fun, tajweed, that the Bod of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was written like this. And you want to read the Quran Sharif, you have to learn the tajweed. The Lord, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read it. So Allah has kept the whole science behind that day. It's like, how did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pronounce that word? So we can't imagine what is the high rank of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the effect in the bayan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the speech of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Abdul Sultan kare ek saf, kare ek saf mein. People are trying for so many years that a slave and a master to make them stand in one saf, in one line. Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the effect in the risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he made? He removed all of those barriers which people had brought in society, and he put them together, standing in one saf, standing in a masjid, that if the slave comes first, he got the first right behind the imam. And deen is not based on what position you are, what level you are. For example, ilm of deen also, it is based on how much of effort a person makes. So a person can be nobody at all. Once the Khalifa of the time, he asked a person who is the great Amir of Hadith, or the great Faqih, the Mufti in this area, in the Islamic world, he was asking. So he said one slave. Next area slave. Every country of the world. In the Islamic world at that time, there was a slave who was the mufti of the place. Besides Baghdad, which was Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, and one other area, I think. Everywhere else, it was a slave. So subhanallah, how did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even the people who were slaves, but they got the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their lives, Allah Ta'ala gave them such honor, they became the muftis of the country. So this was the effect of the risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Farak kale wo ghore ka tune kis tarah se mithaya jahan mein. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam destroyed this difference between black and white color. Inna khalaqnakum min zakari wa unsa. We created you man and woman. Wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila li ta'arufu. We made you different groups and tribes just so you can recognize one another. Inna akramakum 'inda Allahi atqakum. The most honorable of you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has got the most amount of taqwa. The ayat of the Quran Sharif came, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed how he destroyed it so much so that the Quraysh leaders who accepted Islam later on, they actually felt embarrassed. Bilal radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him azan, question on top of Kaaba Sharif and give azan. They were upset. This person is giving azan on top of Kaaba Sharif. Once they went to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Bilal radiallahu anhu was given first preference. People said, why? We are big people and he is a slave. That he accepted Islam first. He got a great honor in the sight of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First preference will be given to him. So how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam destroyed this feeling, this what we call racism, prejudice. Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi, one beautiful kitab also of his, racism and prejudice. And he explains all of this here in great detail, that how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to destroy this here. This is not part of Islam. And once one sahabi, he showed a bit of disrespect to a person of another race, another nationality. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you've still got the traces of jahiliyyah inside you. You have got the traces of ignorance within yourself. That a person low looks upon somebody because of his color. Because in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has got the most amount of taqwa, he is the one who has got honor in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam destroyed this. The main thing is the heart of a person. You can be white outside, but your heart is black. Another person is black outside, but his heart is white. This is in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will have status. Ye tha tere ghulami ka sadaqa, shaan-e-sultaniyat shutarba hai. This is the barakat and the blessings of becoming a slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people who were moving camels, they had no status in society. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him This is referring to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu especially. And once he said, you know, he was thinking of his past life. My father said, you can't even look after these camels. And today I'm the king of the ruler of so many parts of the world. This was the barakat and blessings of staying in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What sifat and qualities, sifat and qualities were created within the people. Every person has got this qualities within himself. But he needed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make it apparent. That is why a person goes to a sheikh also. Every person has got hidden treasures within his heart. But he needs someone to take it out. And when he will go and sit in the company of the sheikh, then the sheikh is the one who will extract it from the heart of that person. Then that person will start progressing, start making efforts. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi wa sallam, his murid, that what I am doing is, this was out of humility also, it's actually your own people's effort, and whatever you have got within your heart, we shouldn't think of it like this. Obviously everything is through the barakat of our sheikh. Whatever we are getting, the barakat and blessings, whatever we are seeing is through his effort and mujahada. But everybody has got something in their heart. And when they were sitting in the company of the mashayikh, the buzrughani deen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up these abilities and capabilities, and Allah will make that person shine in the world. But this is through the sadaqah and the blessings of being the slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jisne kaante bichaye te dekha, gul bada ma tere bhosta mein. Those people who threw thorns on the part of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he threw flowers back at them, he gave them deen, he had love for them, the du'as which he made for them, how much of taklif they gave to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in Ya Allah give me tawfiq in all of us, that the lesson we should learn is that to follow in the path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people will cause harm to us in our life, we will always have enemies in our life, but if we can have this quality of forgiveness, overlooking, tolerance, normally in our life, if something small happens, we're cutting that person, but dua for that person, or we're very upset with that person, don't want to speak to that person. But his actual kamal and perfection is that those who cause harm to you, you try to do good to that person. Once Mr. Shaki Muhammad Afsar Sahib rahmatullahi, there was one alim, and this alim was, he has the difference with Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi. So once his one muridan was getting married to Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi's murid. So the nikah, so the other Maulana was performing it. So anyhow, the people after the nikah, they came back and they're telling Hazrat Ajib Maulana this is, because they knew that he got some differences. He in a nikah bayan, he spoke about mot. Hazrat said, mashallah, what a good, Hazrat immediately covered up for that alim, even though he had differences. What a mashallah, what a wonderful topic. At the time of nikah, who thinks of death? Everyone is so excited, so happy. So Hazrat covered up for him. Day after he got locked up in jail, and Ali used to speak very heavy against Hazrat Hakim Sahib. Hazrat sent Maulana Mazhar Sahib and take him out of jail. And he won his heart over. After that, Maulana became very, very close to Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi. So this is the qualities which we have to bring within ourselves. Hazrat Sahib rahmatullahi, once he went to his family person's house, that person saw him. Very, very bad things he spoke to him. Following year, again he went back to that person's house. The Khadim said, Hazrat, you can't go to that person's house. What words he said to you last year? Hazrat said, it's my duty to fulfill family ties, to join ties. I have to do what is my duty and responsibility. What he does, that's his problem. Eventually that person became better to Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayhi. So to show that akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah give me, it's easy to say it, but when someone is against us, then it becomes very easy to swear that person, to speak ill of that person, backbite, ghibat. But to overlook that person and to realize it's an examination from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is giving us this test so we can follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jo chala tera naqsha qadam par kamra hai wo dono jahan mein. A person walked on the path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was successful in both the worlds. Wa man yuti'i Allah wa rasulahu faqad faza fawzan azima. He has passed his examination. Faza normally is used for examination when you pass. Fustu. I passed my examination. So Allah Ta'ala says that you have passed your examination with flying colors, azima, very, very great success you have got. But a person will follow the path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat says, dono jahame, in this world also, he is 100% successful. Allah will give him a happy life in the heart. Allah will make that person happy in this world. O qabar jaise anjum mein roshan, aapte mahfil-e akhtara mein. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what beauty you had, that in your gathering you were like the moon, and around you all the sahaba radiallahu anhum were sitting, they were like stars. And he was sitting gathering, how beautiful, what must be, has been the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every star around him, star, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, whichever one you follow, inshallah you will be rightly guided. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are like the moon. And actually the ulama say that it's actually a disrespect to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give him tashbih to the moon also. One poet so beautifully says that in the moon also there is a blemish, but in you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no blemish. Aapki shah be intiha ko kis tarah laaye akhtar bayane bayame, says that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your status and your rank is so high, how can I ever bring it on my tongue and speak about you? Once this kitab Fizan-e Muhabbat was printed, mashallah, it's very very beautiful, the copy and the print. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah, he was very very excited when he saw the kitab, and he was so happy. And then the thought came to him that he said, this is Akhtar's kalam. What about the kalam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much more we have to respect that? So Hazrat had written one kitab on dunya, the reality of dunya, dunya ki haqiqat. So Hazrat called one of his khadims, and he said that how my kitab is, the person who did the designing, I want that kitab, he must make it even better. Because this is the word of Akhtar, he said. And that's the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how can my words be more better than the word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So how our buzruks, where their minds went to? So other things here, the rank of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in our words, they can never ever, how can we even bring it in our tongue? We should actually make tawbah and istighfar after speaking about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, writing a kitab on the fazail of on the greatest of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because sometimes you might be thinking we are speaking honor, but in actual fact we are disrespecting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq to have this fikr and love, as our Hazrat says, the love of Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the knowledge of the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we can try to practice on the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and propagate the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the whole of man and jinnat till the day of Qiyamah.